Welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. I want to thank you again for being here. And I want to jump right in to a conversation. You know, I've been mentioning that this is a meditation on that, and this one is a meditation on that. Well, it occurs to me that not everyone knows anything about meditation. And it can be many things to many different people. I have to say, in my experience, that meditation is simply listening. However, it is a type of listening that is different from everyday listening. It is listening with all of your senses. It is listening for what is there with you right now. Most of the time we are listening from some sort of an agenda. We're listening for what it is we have to do that day. We're listening to, can this person help me do what I need to get my job done? Can you even imagine listening to another person as if you have no agenda? You're not up to anything. You're not trying to prove yourself. You're not trying to look good for another person. You're not trying to have the other person feel good, or to have them look good or smart or funny. In fact, there is no trying of anything. You are being there with that person. You are being there so closely with that person that it may even occur to you that you have completely lost yourself. This is the type of listening that I am talking about in meditation. One where you have completely lost yourself. So when I say meditate on this or meditating on that or this is a meditation, what I mean to be saying is to lose yourself a little. Make some space. Keep making some space for the other person. If you are meditating on what they are saying. Most of the time we are not listening so carefully, so deeply to what another person is saying, no. Most of the time it is from an agenda. When you are alone, meditating can take on a different color. You might create a single point of focus, maybe on a candle or a word. Some people make a mantra. Some people say the name Jesus over and over and over. This single point of focus with your eyes or with your ears or with your mind tends to have everything else get louder until you become so self-aware of what it is, the nonsense, the chatter that goes on inside your mind, that you can watch that chatter as if it is no longer you. You also, more importantly, get to see and experience the spaces between all of your own chatter. When I'm meditating, I'm not trying to get anywhere. It is not for a goal. I'm not trying to prove anything. I'm not trying to do anything or say anything. I'm being with everything that there is. Listening with everything. Listening to the chatter going by in my mind. Sometimes the chatter is a dark rain cloud. It might sound like, what are you doing? You've been sitting for 15 minutes doing nothing, all alone. Aren't you tired of sitting? That might be some of the chatter that might be like a dark cloud going by. Sometimes the chatter is like a shooting star. Oh my gosh, I can say in my mind the chatter says, it says, this is so wonderful, I can't believe it. I know I should be doing this more. This is all I need to do. But don't grab on. Don't grab onto the dark chatter or the light chatter. It is not you. It has nothing to do with you. These things that pass through your mind as simple thoughts, they are not you. That chatter is no longer a part of who you are as of right now. That is the type of space I'm talking about. When you are meditating, you get to watch. You get to observe. You observe the shooting star. You observe the rain cloud of your mind. But it is no longer you. And then it can become a walking meditation throughout your entire day. Someone comes to you, maybe at the office, and they come to your desk and say, hello, I need to do this and that and this and that, and can you get me this on time? And you know, on and on and on, talking and talking. And you stand and you simply are observing. And you notice your commentary. Maybe your commentary is, oh my God, this person won't shut up. I can't believe it. And not only that, but I have a pile of work to do. And why is she getting on my nerves like this? And la la la. And then there goes your chatter in response to hers. No. What if she can be just like the chatter that is beautiful, that you get to watch? You get to play with it. You get to listen to her from any angle you want to. She can be a beautiful human being, being whoever she is, saying whatever she says. Will you allow it? Will you create enough space in you for her to be however she is going to be and say whatever she is going to say. Without creating your own agenda on top of it. Without having to do anything or say anything or go anywhere or get anywhere or prove anything. That is a real challenge today. It is a real challenge. Anyone can go off to a cave and sit there by themselves and fend for their own food and find their own clothes and shelter and just sit and meditate alone all day long. It is much more of a challenge to be in front of people all of the time. And have to confront everything that they are saying and doing, interacting with you. This takes some real exercise in letting go, in being in meditation all day long. There's nothing to be achieved in meditation. There's no goal. You cannot force yourself to meditate. You cannot manipulate yourself to be in this precious state of mind. And you cannot really prepare yourself for meditation. I mean, you can set up a few pillows or something, you know, if you want to do it alone. But it is wherever you are. It is not in an ashram. It is not in the woods. It is not your living room. It is everywhere you are. What are the gaps inside of your meditation? This is what you want to allow in your life. You'll watch many clouds go by. You'll see the shooting star of your chatter in your own mind. You'll see it. You'll come to know yourself from seeing that you are not that. And then you will start noticing the gaps between all of that chatter. Can you imagine your mind being silent? It is like a deep breath in and out. And then there is the moment just before you breathe in again, where everything is still. And then there is the space before you exhale, where everything is still. You know, in the movies, when they want to create a scene where there is weightlessness, they are shooting inside of an airplane. And that airplane, it is flying in curves like a wave. And there is the perfect moment in the curve where they have a short amount of time to fly perfectly, in which everything in the plane would appear to be weightless, effortless, no gravity whatsoever. This is the moment between the breaths. In and out. And in and out. What is that moment? What is in there? This is the gap that I'm talking about that also shows up in meditation. I want you to see this color, this beautiful color that is in those gaps for yourself. What I encourage is that when I suggest meditating on a little story of mine, a little anecdote, that you simply reflect, point your mind in a direction, and then let go completely and see what comes out at the end. What comes to you from those gaps? What deeper listening are you willing to allow for yourself? And then what listening are you willing to extend to another? Tonight is a special night. Exactly 1 year ago, the mother of my wife was killed in a car accident. We are having some friends over. My wife, whose hands are quite a bit like her mother's, she is going to be cooking some of the favorite dishes from her mother. It is going to be a meditation for all of us. And not a sad one. No. It is a beautiful meditation. It is another life, like any life. So thank you again for being with me at awareness.podomatic.com. And we will talk again soon. Good night.